Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Tanzen is to dance. Tanzen. How would you say I dance? Ich tanze. How would you say you guys dance? Ihr tanzt. How would you say she dances? Sie tanzt. How would you say do you dance? Tanzt du? You see, in German we don't have this do you, do. When we make a yes-no question, so usually in English you start with do or das. In German we start directly with a verb. Tanzt du, dance you. How would you say, do you guys dance? Tanzt ihr? How would you say, do you, sir, dance? Tanzen Sie? How would you say, yes, I dance? Ja, ich tanze. How would you say, I like to dance? Ich tanze gern. So one way to express when you like to do something is to add in German the tiny word gern or gerne with an E or without E. Doesn't matter. Makes no difference. Both are okay. You can say gern or gerne. Means actually gladly. So you do something gladly. You dance gladly. You dance with pleasure. Ich tanze gern. How would you say, do you like to dance? Tanzt du gern? How would you say, does she like to dance? Tanzt sie gern? How would you say, I like to dance a lot? Ich tanze sehr gern. So one way to express when you love to do something or you like to do something very much. Sehr gern. So it's like very much. I like to dance very much. Ich tanze sehr gern. How would you say I don't like to dance? Ich tanze nicht gern. How would you say, would you like to dance? Möchtest du tanzen? You remember, would you like, möchtest du? So we use here the auxiliary verb möchten to express, to make this polite request. Would you like, möchtest du? How would you say, would you, sir, like to dance? Möchten Sie tanzen? How would you say, would you like to dance with me? Möchtest du mit mir tanzen? You see, we are using two verbs. Möchten, the auxiliary or the modal verb, and tanzen. Since we have two verbs, the second one is kicked to the end. So tanzen is at the end. We say, would like you with me to dance. Möchtest du mit mir tanzen? And you see, with me, mit mir. How would you say, I would like to dance with you? Ich möchte mit dir tanzen. So, with you is mit dir. Ich möchte mit dir tanzen. How would you say, I would not like to dance with you? Ich möchte mit dir nicht tanzen. How would you say, I would like to dance with him? Ich möchte mit ihm tanzen. With him, mit ihm. How would you say, I would like to dance with her? Ich möchte mit ihr tanzen. You see, mit ihr, with her. Mit triggers the dative always. Ihr, ihm, dir, mir are the dative pronouns. Mit mir, with me. Mit ihm, with him. Mit ihr, with her. How would you say, would you like to dance with her? Möchtest du mit ihr tanzen? How would you say, would you like to dance with him? Möchtest du mit ihm tanzen? How would you say in the past, I've danced? Ich habe getanzt. You see, getanzt is the participle. Ich habe getanzt. How would you say, I've danced a lot? Ich habe viel getanzt. How would you say, I've danced yesterday? Ich habe gestern getanzt. How would you say, when I was young, I danced a lot? Als ich jung war, habe ich viel getanzt. You see, als ich jung war, when I young was. Als introduces a so-called subclause in German so that the verb is kicked to the end. When I young was, als ich jung war. And since you're starting with a subclause, you follow up with the verb of the main clause as if both verbs were kissing each other. Als ich jung war, habe ich viel getanzt. When I young was, have I often danced. How would you say, when I was 20, I danced a lot? Als ich 20 war, habe ich viel getanzt. How would you say, when I was in Germany, I danced a lot? Als ich in Deutschland war, habe ich viel getanzt. And you see, we use als to express here when. It's a very common mistake to use here wenn. Wenn in German, we use wenn only when we express a condition. Here we are referring to a specific moment back in time. Then the English word when in German is als, because we refer to a specific moment back in time. When I was young, when I was in Germany. Als ich jung war, als ich in Deutschland war. How would you say, when I was 30, I danced a lot? Als ich 30 war, habe ich viel getanzt. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb sich vorstellen, to introduce oneself. Sich vorstellen, to introduce oneself. Like when you say, I would like to introduce myself. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.